talking about Travis Wilson taking the... Is he taking the reps? I know you had both of them taking the reps with the number one guys, but since you announced he would be the starter this week...
He's taking the reps with the ones, and Kendall's taking with the twos.
How'd that go?
Good. Good. I mean, it's, you know, how we were operating the first 5 weeks of the season, so it's...
Was last week a big switch when you had...
Not a big switch. You know, they handled it well. You know, we just switched the two, or Kendall was working with the ones, and...
They're both getting work. Both
yeah,
weeks.
You're getting equal work. Yeah, either way, you're getting equal work.
All right. And then, can you just talk about how Travis took the decision when you told him he was the starter again? Was he?
Oh, good. I mean, he wants the ball in his hands, as does Kendall. But obviously, only one guy can be out there at a time, and you can only have one starter. And you know, they both handled it the right way.
Same as the week before.
Same as every week. Yeah.
Last week, you kept it secret who the starting quarterback was going to be. What made you decide this week to announce it early that Wilson would be the starter?
Less questions from the media, so we just get it done. They don't have to be asked every day, so that's why. Plus, Kendall's going to have an opportunity at some point in the game, and so we just figured that this week was no harm done in announcing it early, and so that's what we did.
Think about the Trojans a little bit.
Yeah, good football team. A very good football team. They got talent at virtually every position. Both sides of the ball. Kicking game is solid. Running back is leading the conference. Allen in rushing. Aguilar, the receiver, is a big play guy. The line is physical and huge. I mean, they got a tackle that's about 350 and a couple guards, 330, 370. I mean, they're big boys. And tight ends are great athletes, tall, rangy guys, and Kessler is having a nice year, and he's the guy that makes it all go.
You've had two common opponents, what I can figure, Fresno State and Oregon State.
Right.
Does that help beneficial anyway? Can you learn anything from that, or is it?
You know, it's somewhat of a measuring stick, but not absolute. I mean, we had Oregon State on the road. They had Oregon State at home. We both had Fresno at home, and so yeah, you can read a little bit into that, but it doesn't always tell the tale.
Okay. Thanks. Have you guys identified anything on tape as far as drops goes? Do you see anything mechanical?
No, we just got, and it's not just the receivers, it's not just the quarterbacks, it's not just the O-line needing to be better in protection. It's a combination of all three, and we're working hard on it. And I got, you know, we got good receivers. Dres Anderson's a heck of a receiver, and Kenneth Scott, and Tim Patrick, Kalen Klayman. We just got to make the plays, and that's something that we are optimistic will start happening soon, this week, hopefully.
With how explosive the USC's offense was, particularly last week, putting up 56 points, have you guys been focusing on maybe keeping sustained drives this week as opposed to the up-tempo kind of
that's
stuff?
That's always a good defense, is keeping the ball with your offense and moving the chains and keeping your defense off the field. The easiest place to play defense is on the sidelines when your offense is out there. And so that's something that you know, moving the chains and taking care of the football. You know, we can't turn over the football, or else it's going to be a long evening. So we've got to do just that. Make more first downs than we've been making, and take care of the ball. And we've done a good job of taking care of the ball most games. Last game we had a couple turnovers, but usually it's one or zero, which you can live with that.
Is there anything to the comfort level that guys have with Travis? And that's nothing against Kendall, but when you talk about catching the football, offense on the whole, do you guys believe that there are guys who are more comfortable with Travis?
You know, I don't think so. When a receiver's, when the ball's in the air, I don't think they really are concerned with who threw the football or who's you know, who's at quarterback. I mean, they have confidence in both guys. At least that's what my sense is. And you know, Travis certainly has more experience with this and more starts. But Kendall, they got a lot of faith in Kendall as well. So I don't think that really plays into it.
Anything to add on Tevin Carter?
Just hoping that he can be out here, but it's looking questionable at best. So, you know, I was hoping 2 weeks ago when he was able to play, then last week he wasn't. And you know, I'm holding out some optimism for him being there, but don't have a great read on that right now on Tuesday.
How about Jacoby Hale? How did he look?
Look good. He's getting a bigger dose of reps in practice than he got last week. He's getting you know, the all the reps with the twos right now, which last week he wasn't able to do that. So it looks like he's back, and we hope to get some good play out of him this weekend. We need him to give us depth at that position.
Talk about Jared Norris, what he's meant to your defense this year.
Jared Norris, I think he's one of the most underrated defenders in the conference. He's number three in the league, I believe, right now in tackles per game. He's a guy that is a little bit under the radar. is not flashy, but all he does is make plays and carry out his assignment week in and week out. And he is as steady a performer as we've had this year.
With the type of talent USC has on defense, especially their front seven, how much more important does that make the passing game to open it up?
Well, you got to be balanced against them. You can't be one-dimensional against a team like USC. And as effective as Devontae Booker and our running game has been, if you can't loosen up a defense a little bit by throwing the football, it's going to be tough sledding. And so we've got to be able to efficiently and effectively throw the football.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, guys.
You're welcome.